Welcome to it on a free-for-all Friday, 6 minutes past the hour. Good to have you here on the Steve Gruber Show. It's going to be polls, politics, and pundits today. We're doing something completely different today. We are live on Lake Makatawa, Holland, Michigan, all part of our Live from America expedition. And here's what we're going to be doing going forward. We're going to be going live around the country as we head into this big midterm election year of 2018. And with so many things going on, we want to gauge what's going on in the world. And we thought the best way to do that, of course, was to, well, go fishing, naturally. It was the only way I could figure out how to go fishing and work at the same time, so I pulled it off, right? Captain Steve with us here today. The Fin and Tonic is what he's not actually a charter boat captain, just a good guy and friends of our good friend, Mayor Mark of Hudsonville, who helped put all this together. So we're going to talk about the different things we're going to do as far as the midterm elections in the future in places like Chicago, Columbus, Ohio, which makes Captain Steve happy. Buckeye fan that he is, and other places around the Midwest to kind of take a gauge on what's happening politically in this 2018 year. Now, here's what I look at some of the things that are going on with the Democratic Party, and I bring this to your attention because I think the Democratic Party, besides and despite what the mainstream media would tell you, is in deep trouble. And I say that when I see Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez going on tour with Bernie Sanders as the new great hope of the Democratic Party, and these are out-and-out socialists, Marxists, and when I was a kid, we used to call these people communists. And if that's the great hope of the Democratic Party, I'd say the Democratic Party is in deep trouble, because this message may sell in Massachusetts. It may sell in Seattle. But it doesn't sell in Holland, Michigan. It doesn't sell in Peoria, Illinois. It doesn't. The idea that somehow your neighbor is entitled to a good part of your paycheck doesn't seem to sell in the heartland of America, in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, the states that actually delivered the Republicans the White House in 2016 and has resulted in tax cuts that have created an economic boom like we haven't had in at least a generation, has created a reduction in regulations and others, barriers to business like we haven't seen in a very long time. And so as you look at Ocasio-Cortez heading out, this is a woman who said the unemployment rate in America is so low because many people are working two jobs. It shows a fundamental ignorance of how economics works, of how the economy works, of how America works, in fact. And so on July 28th and 29th, Ocasio-Cortez will be here in Michigan to lend her national spotlight to Abdul El-Sayed, who is running for governor here in the state, maybe the most progressive candidate. He's been on the program here with us, as they all have, all the candidates for governor. She will be traveling throughout Michigan, stopping in places like Grand Rapids, Flint, and Detroit with El-Sayed. So they're going to put this woman on tour who admittedly knows nothing about foreign policy. Her conversation with NPR about Israel was embarrassing when she talked about the occupation of Palestine and so forth. So this will raise some serious questions about her candidacy and who she is. And from former Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman comes this: if her win makes her into the new face of the Democratic Party, the Democratic Party is not going to have a very bright future. I would agree with Joe Lieberman, who, by the way, as you recall, was the vice presidential candidate on the ticket back in 2000. And so as I look at the way this 2018 is shaping up, I think that the Democrats have a serious issue. They talked about the blue wave. They talked about the anger at Donald Trump. But that's all they have. They don't have an actual message, because as they push their message out, you find that there's no substance to it. Bernie Sanders voters, in fact, are not coming back the way they did. If you look now at the polling, at who's in the race, Joe Biden comes out number one with about a third of Democratic support, and with half as much support comes Bernie Sanders, meaning Joe Biden, who would be 78 years old, I believe, by the time we get to Election Day in 2020, is the way too early favorite on the Democratic Party side, followed by Bernie Sanders. Now, isn't that interesting? You would think that Bernie Sanders would be the guy to beat right now, and he's not. But here's the hope for the Democratic Party, folks that are in their mid to late 70s, and I say that, as you know, the president is 72 years old. But where are the new young voices? Where is the bench for the Democratic Party? Because also in the top tier of those running to be the Democratic candidate, Elizabeth Warren, also up in age, in years. And so now they're hanging their hat on the peg of a 28-year-old socialist, an out-and-out socialist who is going to push the ideas that everybody should have a job guaranteed by the government, everybody should have a house guaranteed by the government, everybody should have health care guaranteed by the government, everybody should be able to go to college and university guaranteed by the government. That means you picking up the tab. That means you paying the bill. And so these are the things that we're going to focus on as we travel around the upper Midwest, we travel around the Rust Belt, if you will, because we want to take and talk to as many people as possible. Now, so far this week, we've been in Chicago, Ivy and I have, and enjoyed our time there. Went to Trump Tower. I mentioned this earlier in the week, but for those of you that missed it, went to Trump Tower, which, by the way, he has the best piece of real estate in the city. Trump Tower on the river, looking out towards Lake Michigan, right next to the Wrigley Tower, and it's just an incredible setting. And you look at this piece of real estate and think he landed the best piece of real estate in the entire city, and they would have you believe that this guy isn't very bright or very good at being a builder or being a developer. Wrong answer. This guy is very gifted. But we talked to a bunch of people in Chicago that voted for Donald Trump in 2016. Professionals. People that didn't tell anybody how they voted, but they tell us because of what we do. They'll talk to us and have conversations with us about, you know, politics and so forth. And they said, we're going to vote for him again. And I said, well, what about all of this stuff coming out of Helsinki in the news conference with Putin and all of this negative press? They said, we don't care. He's negotiating with Putin, which they seem to think is a good idea. He has delivered on many of his promises already, so they're willing to give him the benefit of the doubt going in. And I said, what about all of these ideas and these folks coming from the Democratic Party like Ocasio-Cortez or Bernie Sanders? Said, no, we would never support that. And they're not supported, nor would they ever be in support of that. So as we move forward, there is a genuine systemic weakness for the Democrats because they have no actual message. And there is a systemic strength for the Republicans and the GOP because they've delivered on many of the promises that were put out there during the campaign of 2016. Now, some key promises they haven't delivered on include, you know, the fortifications of the southern border to the extent that it was promised, the wall and so forth. The repeal of Obamacare has not materialized, but the mandate was rolled back. And if you look at the most cornerstone foundational promises of the campaign, which is to make America safer, make America first, make sure the economy is rolling along. And again, these are folks that support this because they voted for Trump. And again, they don't tell anybody. They're professionals. And they have a lot of friends and elites and so forth. So in their circles, they don't discuss it. But they know how they're going to vote, and their vote has not changed. And that's what I'm hearing a lot of places that I go. So far, I've not found anybody who said, you know, I voted for Trump, and I'm disappointed, and I wouldn't do it again. I've not heard that from anyone. I've not found that person yet. Maybe you have. I have not. And that's the discussion we're going to have all over this country. And we'll do that. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. The phone lines are going to be open. We'll try to sneak them in where we can. We've got a great show lined up for you today. Ben Carson should be here. Judge Jeanine Pirro should be here from Fox News. We've got a couple of surprises for you here on the boat. We've got the mayor of Hudsonville, Mark, will be. Plus, we're in Holland, Michigan, and we'll talk all about that straight ahead, right? Free show.